MTIU, this is NA1SS, over. Outstanding, I'm ready for some questions. Great question. I always was fascinated with space after watching the Apollo astronauts land on the moon, so I always wanted to be an astronaut after that. And I became an astronaut in 2004, over. Normally our crew size is 6 people, and that's because the Russian spacecraft that we fly up here and return to Earth on only holds 3 people. So we have 2 crews of 3 usually up here to make a crew of 6. I'm the commander of the International Space Station, but we all kind of can do everything. I've done spacewalks, I've done robotic arm operations, I've done science, as well as most of my crewmates have done all that as well, over. Well, we have a good array of medicines and even equipment to help people that are sick. Fortunately for us, nobody has gotten sick on our mission, and we do a good job of putting us in quarantine a couple weeks before a mission to avoid any germs and sickness on the space station, over. Well, that's a question I can't answer because we haven't had any broken bones on space station, and I'm not sure they would break any differently. I think it would be the same. Maybe the healing process would be a little different, though, over. We do a lot of experiments almost every day. We have some going on. And some, in general, they're all very safe because they wouldn't be allowed on the space station if they weren't safe. But some are like combustion, which means we're kind of igniting things, but they're all in chambers to keep the safety factor there so they won't injure us in case something bad goes wrong. But we've been growing plants. We've been looking at different fluid techniques, and we do a lot of experiments on our own bodies as well, over. In the life of the space station, thank goodness. But if it did, it would in general depressurize that module, whatever it hit, depending on how big the item is that hit it. And then we potentially would have to get in our spacecraft and leave the space station if it was really bad. But we do train for that. We're ready to go if something like that happens, but it has never happened, thank goodness, over. We don't really keep track of it, but we have a lot of people on the ground in the U.S. that manage that for us, and sometimes we even have to move the space station out of the way if something is coming pretty close to us. So we have great people on the Earth that keep us safe by watching out. Over. That's a great question. You know, anytime you're in a small, confined area for an extended period of time, you're probably going to have people that get on your nerves. We go through a lot of training prior to coming up here to try to see what kind of makes people's nerves kind of go up, and so we try to avoid those things. But yeah, you're going to have that when you're in a small environment like this for 6 months, over. Well, that's the worst part for me about being up there is being with my family. If I could bring my family up here, I think it'd be a perfect situation. But I do miss them dearly, and I look forward to getting back to them in about a month, over.